I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by JCPenney. Yuzette is going to be at the Humane Society Silicon Valley. Tales, you know what, this is also the celebrity trash sponsor.
Oh.
But Yuzette will be there this Saturday, about 11.30 to 3 to 1.30. Uh-huh. You're going over there with your little dog, Ella. And I'll tell you more about that in a second. Shop now at JCPenney's Columbus Day Sale. Get up to 40% off select major appliance. Hot deals from your favorite brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Tales and Ales. Happening this Saturday, October 14th. Get your tickets now at talesales.org. And that's a Humane Society Silicon Valley party.
Yes.
Raise some money over there.
Should be fun.
For the animals. All right, we're going to start with Harvey Weinstein.
Boo.
I know, boo.
You suck.
Yeah.
Are you going to play it right here?
You want to play it right here?
No, no, I didn't know when you were going to do it.
I have a ton of stuff. Right, I figured we'd do some, and then we'll be like, okay, enough for this break, and then we'll do something else, and then next hour we'll do some more. So maybe we probably will get to it right here. I have not yet heard this audio, Human, so you said you were like gagging in your mouth as you listened to it.
I was listening to NPR. Well, do you have the story of how it got recorded and stuff?
I do.
All right, you go ahead.
Well, I'll start with that, and we'll see what we come up with. Okay, so by the way, things got way worse for him yesterday. Three women came forward and accused him of actual rape, not just harassment. And a woman in 2015 wore a wire for the NYPD for a sting that they were doing. And we have the audio from that.
This is so ugly. You cannot believe
it. I have not heard this. This is Harvey.
This is Harvey
Weinstein. You're going to hear his voice. So the New Yorker put the audio out yesterday. Actually, Yuzette handed me this at the very end of the show yesterday, so I set it aside and I did not listen to the audio. So Hooman's the, I think Hooman, did you hear it already?
I heard a little bit. Yeah. I had to stop.
And so fair warning then, this is, you know, this may not be for everyone.
This is a harassment, episode unlike anything that I could never imagine doing anything like this. It doesn't matter how much power or influence you have. It's horrible. And this poor woman. Ugh.
So wait. So the setup is this is a police woman mic'd.
No, this is an actress or a model, I think. She's an Italian model by the name of Ambra Battilana Gutierrez. And I guess because she had access to him, they decided to use her as part of this sting. And they wired her.
And so she's someone who'd been hassled by him before.
I guess so.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't have too much more about her relationship with him, but for some reason they felt that, you know, if she was in his way, he'd harass her. Let me see her. Beautiful. She's a beautiful young girl. So this new report from The New Yorker includes the audio that was kept. She's a Filipina-Italian model. There it is. And here is Harvey Weinstein at work. So he admits to groping her breast in that. If you didn't catch that, it's hard to kind of make out everything. But basically she says, but yesterday you groped my breast. And he's said something about, yeah, but I'm used to that and I won't do it again if you come inside.
And he wants her to come into the bathroom and watch him shower? Is that what he's asking for?
He wants her to come into the hotel room and sit down in this chair and have a drink while he goes in and showers.
Okay.
And then eventually, I guess he does let her go after about the 10th time of her saying, no, I'm uncomfortable, no, I'm uncomfortable. Actually, it's not lovely, but after hearing Hooman gagging in his own mouth, I actually expected it to be worse.
Is that what you heard, Hooman?
It is, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought a lot about this, and while he is an extreme example of someone with so much power in the film industry in general is so incredibly scattered. And even though these big, giant corporations are the ones behind the actual presentation of the film, often it's these little production companies that are doing the work,
mm-hmm.
and it allows for no kind of oversight.
Right. Like, who do you complain to?
Well, where's their building? Where's their office? And often aren't they just out in the streets doing their projects wherever they've...
A film project is all over the place.
I mean, we've seen that. I can see how this... There's no way to keep an eye on people, and they're the rogue bad boss. They're probably all over the place.
Right. Oh, no, that's... And it's funny that you say that, too, because basically... They're talking about how this is so not isolated.
He's in a hotel room.
The one bad apple.
Right. He's in a hotel room. Why is there a meeting anywhere near a hotel room? Because that's the industry. Because this industry is so kooky.
Right. And if they're on location somewhere, I mean, he's the studio head, so I guess he goes and visits the production. And I mean, God knows why or where they were at this point. Gwyneth Paltrow and Angelina Jolie and many other people, Rosanna Arquette, Mira Sorvino, Heather Graham, all said, yeah, Harvey Weinstein did this to me. So here's a couple of those stories. Gwyneth Paltrow says she was 22. She'd been cast in the 1996 movie Emma, which is a great movie. I love that movie. Harvey invited her to his hotel room, started like a typical business meeting until Harvey suggested massages. She said no and left and told her then-boyfriend Brad Pitt about it. And apparently Brad confronted Harvey at a movie premiere and said, don't you ever touch my girlfriend again, or don't you ever touch Gwyneth again.
Good on him.
But all that did was make Harvey go off on Gwyneth.
What?
She says, he screamed at me for a long time. It was brutal. I thought he was going to fire me. He didn't. And later she even did another film for him, Shakespeare in Love. That was a Miramax film. I believe she won the Oscar for that. Gwyneth says Harvey was alternately generous and supportive and championing and punitive and bullying. Angelina's story takes place around the time that her movie Playing by Heart came out in 1998. Once again, in a hotel room. She didn't offer any details, though. She said, I had a bad experience with Harvey Weinstein in my youth, and as a result, chose never to work with him again and warn others when they did. This behavior towards women in any field, any country, is unacceptable. Rosanna Arquette says Harvey grabbed her hand and pulled it toward his crotch. She pulled it back, and the part she was supposed to be there to talk about with him went to someone else. Mira Sorvino says he chased her around a hotel room during the Toronto Film Festival 20
hotel
years ago.
Hotel room every time, isn't it?
Well, there it is. He can't take them to his home, right?
Because he's got a wife and kids there.
Well, and his office, so he doesn't have to work out of his office. There it is. Yeah. It puts him in a position where he can do whatever he wants, and nobody within the company is going to, not even an admin can go, what?
What's happening in your office?
Or whatever, you know?
Right. Well, and I don't know how it works with actors. Like, I don't think you're employed the same way that, you know, we have an HR department.
Independent contractors.
Right. You're hired to do this particular job, and most of it is, like you said, on location. Everyone's in hotel rooms. You're off. I mean, I suppose some of it's shot on the lot. But even there, it's like the opportunity for a predator to get you alone, the opportunities are all over the place.
We've all heard the casting couch sort of scenario. And what movie is it where the cast, is it Flashdance? Casting couch.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
What was the scene?
It's just one of those casting couch scenarios. I can't
think. Like you do this and you get that part. Three women have told the New Yorker that, so this is all part of this, the big exposés that are happening this
Harvey
week.
Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein, three women are accusing him of rape. The most famous is Italian actress Asia Argento, who says Harvey forcibly performed Australia on her. not on him, on her. But like a lot of women, she was afraid to come forward. She says, I know he has crushed a lot of people before. That's why this story, in my case, it's 20 years old. Some of them are older. It has never come out. That's why she didn't tell it, because she did not want to have her career crushed. Asia wrote, this woman who's making this allegation, wrote, directed, and starred in a movie in 1999 called Scarlet Diva, where her character gets raped by a producer. And yes, it was about Harvey. And there's clips of that all over online. Heather Graham said yesterday that Harvey Weinstein once pressured her to trade sex for a movie role, claiming he had an agreement with his wife about sleeping with other women. Heather Graham told Variety she was in Weinstein's office in the early 2000s when the mogul said, I want to put you in one of my movies, and then mentioned the sexual agreement with his wife. Graham said there was no explicit mention of a sex-for-work trade, but the implication was certainly there. He mentioned that he had an agreement with his wife. He could sleep with whomever he wanted when he was out of town. I walked out of the meeting feeling uneasy. Weinstein then asked her for a follow-up meeting at his hotel a few weeks later, and she balked at it, finally canceled, and said she was never hired for one of his movies and regrets not speaking up until now. Just hard to be the first person to make the allegation.
And you know what, too? This is the other thing, is that's an industry where people want to make it so bad, and they've probably failed
so competitive.
1,000 times. Right. And now you've got a meeting in a hotel room with Harvey Weinstein, and you can't say yes fast enough or loud enough, right?
I guess. I mean, it's true. It's competitive and it's fickle, and you don't want to do anything that's going to blackball you. I mean, you don't want to be on Harvey Weinstein. That's where his power with a capital P comes in. He controls whether you mean you get put into a Harvey Weinstein movie. It's like being a made man.
Well, I imagine there are actors and actresses out there with the purest of intent, like truly love the craft and have loved movies their whole life and want nothing more than to be in and tell stories and all that it comes with, obviously. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, these are the scumbags that are in charge of putting people in those positions.
Well, and for some people, I'm sure they thought to themselves, this is horrible and degrading, and I'm willing to do it to get what I want.
Yep.
It's horrible, it's wrong, and I'm going to do it.
Probably everyone has done it. I'm going to do it,
right.
too.
I want to work.
This is how it's done, yeah. right.
Like,
right.
I'm talking myself into it.
Right.
Everyone's done it. I'm going to do this if this is what I have to do.
This is the sacrifice I'm willing to make to attain the things I want.
You know who's
horrible.
Not going to come forward? The people that did him for their positions.
Right.
We're probably not going to hear from those actresses who went, well, yeah.
That.
Yeah, no problem.
Were you able to find the Lindsay Lohan audio? Oh, you were? Lindsay, it's weird on a few levels. She is defending him.
She popped up out of nowhere,
out of Dubai, where she lives now, apparently. She says, I'm at my home. And she's got that accent going on.
Oh, no.
Well, kind of. I mean, you know how she's got that weird affectation now? Like, I don't even know quite what it is.
She's international?
I guess. She's, yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So she's looking all full of fillers and, you know, puffed up, pumped up kicks. So just play it, and we'll take a look at that. No, oh, that's not. It doesn't sound as bad. Is the very beginning on there too? She's where she says, "I'm home."
I don't have that.
Yeah. Well, she's talking about the wife needs to stand up. And,
I saw that
and defend
this morning.
Him. Yeah. Bye bye.
She ran for it.
Bye, Harvey.
And she must have seen there may be more coming. She must know he's not coming back from this.
He still has hope. The quotes I saw from him this morning is, I'm going to go get help, and she's known that I've struggled with this. And, you know, Georgina Chapman is an established designer in her own right. She didn't need Harvey Weinstein. She, you know.
The Marchese brand, right?
Yep. She, in fact, I saw her, I mean, I don't know when I was watching Project Runway, but I think she's been married to him for about 10 years. I mean, right. She was a known person. It's not like she was, you know, someone who needed his help for a leg up.
I have a beginning if you want to
know. Oh, you do? Okay. And she feels very bad for Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, what is that? That's voice it,
it's,
going on?
Well, that's not even as
bad. A two-pack-a-day habit is what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, she's definitely got a scratch. And that's not as bad of a, you know, weird international accent as we've heard from her before. It's Rome.
But the Marchese brand, so I read that Harvey would make the actresses wear
the Marchese
brands on the red carpets. And when they would say, what are you wearing? Or who are you wearing?
She'd have to say Marchese. Mm-hmm. He had said that his wife was 100% behind him. He was wrong. She announced yesterday that she is leaving him. She says, my heart breaks for all the women who have suffered tremendous pain because of these unforgivable actions. He was saying something along the lines of, I'm going to get better and we're going to work this out. We love each other. And she's all, I'm getting out of here with the kids. And who knows how that'll all end up. But yeah, she's not 100% behind him. At least not anymore. She's not.
Hey, Vinny, someone is saying, 415 says, it wasn't Flashdance. It was Coco on the couch in Fame. Some guy kept telling her to take her top off. She did it, but cried the whole time.
Oh.
Fame. Is that the same actress in Fame and Flashdance?
I don't think so.
I think it's Irene Cara.
Irene Cara, huh? Or did she just do Fame?
She just sang the song? I don't know, because there was a TV show about Fame, too, right?
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
That started with a movie. And then they did the... Anyway, there's your early trash. Vinny, what's coming up?
Guy comes upon a gap in the road and decides to see if he can clear it. I'll let you know if he made it after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's some tissues right there. Hold on. Get to them in a second.
The box of tissues?
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I need tissues so bad now.
Hey, get her, Vinny, get her that box of tissues right here on the ledge.
I'll get them right after this. This part of the show is sponsored by UCSF Health. Adam Levine from Maroon 5 chats with Jane at RadioAlice.com.
Yeah.
You can check it out there. He called to talk with Jane about their new record, Red Pill Blues, about what he thinks Maroon 5's place in this crazy world is, and about one particular thing musicians do that make them total bleep holes. You can hear it all at RadioAlice.com.
I was just talking to her. I go, how was he? She goes, legit, the best ever. He was genuine and honest and hilarious. My favorite time I've ever talked to him. Which with him is saying a lot. So she's spoken with him before. He's legit. He's legit.
He's legit. And you can hear that at Radio Alice.
I think Jane was at Depeche Mode last night.
Yes, she was.
That means you have today off?
No, she had yesterday off. Jane.
Oh, Jane. You're
she's
playing
like,
a game.
I need, what's today?
Wednesday.
I need Tuesday off because I need to go to Depeche Mode. Oh my goodness. Fine.
Well, she does love the concerts.
Yeah.
It's no surprise.
She is, look, we all do the things we need to do our job. And she's got to go to shows so she can be legit, too. too legit to quit.
Uh-huh.
UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
So the front page of today's Chronicle has a headline, Disaster is Relentless. And the picture is just, it looks like a moonscape. It's like a neighborhood of rubble and smoke.
It looks just flattened like a bomb went off.
And burned out trees. And that's what they're dealing with in the North Bay. So all of us are thinking of you and praying for you and
doing every little small thing we can for you.
17 deaths now from the fires throughout Northern California. 3,000 is the estimate of ruined homes and businesses. 3,000. 183 people still reported missing, and acreage is, well, it's a lot. Also, the face masks, we talked about them yesterday. You do need a specific type of face mask for it to really do you any good.
N95 or something?
Correct. Uh-huh.
According to Bay Area Quality Management, if you have masks available, you should use them. We were talking about my friend Jim, who was, runs Deluxe, the skateboard company here in town, and he was part of that Houston donation thing. He was Instagramming from up there. He went up north, and he had a t-shirt sleeve pulled over his face.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, Jim,
that's not
gonna, that isn't, you need more than that. I mean, I guess that's better than nothing, but if you can get these masks, and if you make these masks, the N95 or the N100.
They're like a disposable paper mask, but they have a small plastic chunk that's embedded in the front and it has a filter in it.
It's called a particulate respirator.
Right. Yeah. They're great.
Two straps that fit around your head, and you can find them at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Amazon and other hardware retailers.
Well, if you can find them, I'm sure right now they're hard to find. We had a box of them.
Children and elderly are most likely to be affected by the particulates in smoky air.
I wondered about the pets as I was thinking about those animals up at Safari West. It's just, you know, they're right in that smoke, and no mask is fitting over their little faces.
Right. Hey, Vinny, a text. 925 says, my dad works for a State Farm. As of last night, he had 1,100 claims, 800 total losses.
Yeah, and if anything makes you remember to check your insurance and make sure you're good, this should be it. You know how, what is it? Whenever you turn the clocks back, you're supposed to check your fire alarms?
Right.
When a huge fire happens, check your fire insurance. Like, this is the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, take pictures and videos of your stuff. Because if you can't prove
that you had it,
have stuff, even like open up your drawers and your closets and your...
We all have phones. Just walk through your house.
So funny.
You were
just talking about
your garage. Yeah.
Yep. And you won't remember everything that you have. Because if you have total replacement for the contents of your home, you need to know what you had. Right.
I mean, I know for some of you, hopefully you all did this. For some of you, it may be too late. But for the rest of us who haven't lost anything yet, check this stuff today.
Close the barn door now while the horse is still inside.
Oh.
This story is just fun.
Do you learn that from horse college?
No, isn't that an expression?
No, I
never heard that ever.
Closing the barn door after the horses have run away?
I got a bear across my ass, Sarah. I don't have time for this nonsense.
It's a hair across your ass. Some days you eat the bear. Some days the bear eats you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That everyone knows.
You're talking nonsense.
No, not everyone knows that, Sarah. You know what? You're just smarter than the average
bear. I'm not
smart.
I just know some old-timey
adages.
You're
the smartest person on the show.
Okay.
We get it.
Thank you. Thanks for noticing.
You're calling that smart? It sounds like gibberish to me. Anyway.
Yeah.
I like jumping cars.
Do you?
I do.
Jumping them on a bike or jumping things in cars?
All of the above.
Like, let's make things jump. Let's get air.
This story, yeah. Isn't that what I always said to you? When you go skiing, what do I say?
Get air.
Get air, dude. Come on. Don't be a puss. Get some air between you and those skis and the ground.
Let's do it.
Anyway, this guy was driving his Toyota Corolla near Fort Myers, Florida on Monday night and ended up on a dead-end street with a 20-foot canal at the end of it. So instead of turning around, he got out of the car and took a look.
Mm-hmm.
Think I can make it.
20 feet, huh?
Got out of his car, walked up to see how big the gap was, and decided, I can clear this.
So Vinny said in his teaser, he was like, I'll let you know if he made it after this. I'm like, it made the news. I'm going to guess he didn't make it, right. You know? I'm just going to guess. A 20 foot in his Corolla.
He got back in his
trailer. Did he make a ramp or anything?
Hold on. Okay. I'm telling the story.
All right.
He got back in his Corolla and threw it in reverse to give himself some runway.
Sure.
Then he floored it. He tried to jump his Toyota Corolla across the canal and he didn't make it. Unfortunately, he did not make it. He's okay, but his car ended up in the canal.
Did he even get any air? I mean, doesn't a car, it's just so heavy that it just immediately falls down.
I didn't say.
Who was that?
Is that you?
Wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Anyway,
wasn't me.
He didn't make it.
Surprise, everyone. The dude did not make it in his Corolla jumping over a 20-foot canal.
His car ended up in the canal and totaled.
Uh-huh.
No word yet on any charges, but police think alcohol may have played a role in his decision to jump the Corolla.
That didn't even occur to me. I thought he was of sound mind and body and went, I could do this.
The dumbest part of the story, they say here, is there was a bridge to the other side of the canal just 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
2 blocks. Sometimes the challenge.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Bridges, where's the challenge?
Is too much to pass up.
Where's the interest factor in that?
I can make this.
I can do this.
Do you love popping pimples?
I do.
Even though the doc tells us not to do it, a lot of people love it.
Yeah.
In fact, people watch YouTube videos of others popping pimples. It's a thing.
I've heard this. It is a thing. And apparently it's beyond just pimples. It's like boils and stuff.
Oh.
Like people are, there is a subset of people that just is into that. Look, I mean, to each his own.
Daniel Kelly is a philosophy professor at Purdue University in Indiana, and he studied why we're so drawn to disgusting things. I love there's this. Oh. I want to say it's a Geico commercial, but it's raccoons eating trash. And one of the raccoons goes, "Oh, God, this is terrible. You got to taste this." And his buddy goes, "No, if it's gross, I don't want it." "No, you got to do it. It's the worst thing I've ever had." And I can't stop laughing from it because it's so, that is us. There it is, right there.
There it is.
Like, "Oh, this smells horrible. Smell that."
Right.
Oh, God.
And a lot of people go, "Okay.
All right. Yeah. Let me see what you
got." Yes, that does smell horrible.
Oh, you're right.
Anyway, he says his explanation is popping a pimple is the same kind of thrill people get from, say, riding a roller coaster or bungee jumping. It activates the experience that typically comes from a real kind of danger.
Really?
While actually being protected from harmful effects. There's some kind of quick hit of instant gratification.
Well, if you get a good one, you know.
And we're not in danger.
Yeah.
So we like to see
look
that.
Look at that. What happened? Ooh. It's like a volcano.
I think Tyra did, when she had her show, she did a, I don't know if it was a whole show or a segment on, she loves doing it.
Oh.
So she's like, "Anyone in the audience have any?"
No. And this, random people,
yes,
zits.
And this boy stands up and his face is covered. And she's like, "Oh my God." She's so excited and brings him up on stage and proceeds to do that.
Oh, Lord, that is not the show you want to be. Is the whole audience, does the audience leave? Do they just go, I can't take it?
No, they all just stay out there.
And Tyra with those eyes, too. She's like, "Ah!"
Yeah.
And picture her. Oh, yikes. Man, I can't believe she would do that on her show.
Well,
that's something you want to tamp down in the general public.
She gave that show up, right? She's not doing that anymore.
No, not at all. I don't know if she personally gave it up
or they didn't
pick up on it.
Yeah. Well, she had a pretty good run, though.
Yeah,
I mean, as
she's
some
not
of these.
Hurting.
Oh, yeah.
Some of these people who say they're going to do talk shows and they last a day.
Right.
And even someone who you might think could pull it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And she went at least a few years,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That show was on for a long time.
I enjoyed watching
does
her.
Does she do America's Next Top Model anymore?
I don't believe she does that, but she does. What does she host? America's Got Talent? Does that sound right?
Is she?
I think so, yeah.
I think you're right. Nick Cannon left and she went on, or was it?
Something to that effect.
Yeah. Yeah. She's working.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looking for zits to pop the whole time.
I don't know if I ever got to the two main keys to long-term happiness. So.
I don't think you did. We skipped it yesterday because we were all kind of depressed.
Right. Every time I looked at it, I went, "I can't read that."
This doesn't feel like the right time.
The two keys. Don't sweat the small stuff. Try not to let the little things stress you out if they don't really matter. That means you have to start putting things in perspective. It's so true. The things that I will freak out about are little things I can't open. You mother of... You know, like that thing is the one where you start to get like...
It's the straw that breaks the...
Ah!
All the other stress comes down to this pickle jar.
I will smash you. Now take you outside and break you in the gutter.
And course, pull my pickles out of the rubble.
No one's right. No one can eat them now, but I won.
Right. Winning. Duh.
Such a loser. People who can do it, you know, put things in perspective,
right,
and not sweat the small stuff, tend to be happier. They realize life is short, they focus on good stuff, and don't let the bad stuff in life stress them out too much. Some bad things will happen, so that's a reality.
And then you can focus, you'll have all your attention to focus on the actual problems and not the little day-to-day dumb stuff.
This is trippy because this is a long-running study. So don't sweat the small stuff is one. Number two, don't let yourself become too isolated.
Oh.
They've found a really strong connection between how happy people are, how much they socialize, and how close they stay with friends and family.
Mm.
They say that doesn't mean you have to stay in touch with everyone, but being isolated isn't good. So those are the
sense.
Two things. Yeah, I definitely, through my alcoholism,
You wound up alone.
I closed everybody out because no one was going to green stamp the earth, you know,
right.
Stamp approval on my behavior. So I needed no one to come around. And so I was. And you find out, like, wow, my phone doesn't ring. The door doesn't knock. It's awful. It's really, really, it's a sad thing. And you think about old people who have found themselves there, maybe through no fault of their own, just because their friends have passed away and
their kids
their
have
partner
moved away
passed away,
right.
And their kids that they raised have gone on to, you know, have kids of their own and are mm-hmm. busy. That's sad stuff. So don't. Those are the two things. Don't sweat the small stuff, and don't let yourself become too isolated.
So those are the two keys to long-term happiness, according to this study.
Yeah, pretty good. I never used AOL Instant Messenger, but apparently it's shutting down in December. So those of you who are still on there, maybe you already know, but
I don't. Well, I
never used it.
I don't think I used it either. Was that like the original texting? I don't know what that was
exactly. I don't
know.
I had AOL.
Forever.
Vinny talked me out of it.
Is that just the thing where, like, when you were online, everyone knew you were online and they could message you?
Anyone who
had
theirs
is turned on? Yeah, I think I turned that off.
It's a little chat window on your computer.
Yeah.
So
I guess they did use it a little.
So no one's using it, so they're shutting it down? Is that what's happening?
It's getting shut down. I also read recently that Windows Phone, you know how they tried to...
Yeah.
They're going away, too.
Hmm.
So, and that was, they had a good idea. They had me try it for a minute. Yep. I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
But they were so far behind everybody else.
That's the thing.
I mean, they needed to put real energy into that, not a half-assed approach to competing.
Right. I mean, the thing is, the two biggies are just so, the two platforms are so, they're so good.
Oh,
you've really got to offer something.
Oh, I'll do the Apple story next time. Let me do a few texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Vinny, don't blame the hotel room or lack of office. Evil is evil. Blame the dude. Oh, I'm blaming the dude.
We don't blame the hotel room.
I'm just saying
hotel
that
room had nothing to do with it.
The film industry is an extremely weird setup. Mm-hmm. In most places, you have a regular business model, and we all go through our training, and you've got other people in the building at all times, and...
An HR department down the hall.
Right,
and
right.
Company rules and regulations in place that are enforced by, you know, there's a chain of command.
It just seems like a weird business. And these big corporations may be the money behind the film actually getting out. I guess you'd call that distribution. But
it's a small group of people who make the movie.
Right. So that's all I was trying to say. And I don't even know. I'm not in the film industry. Human's in the film industry. Not me.
Yeah, what do you
I don't know.
About
you're
that?
You're an actor.
Well, I have done a few projects. You're right. Thanks, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Human. Yes.
Did you ever use your?
That?
Did you ever use your power?
For evil? I mean, no. Just not like that. Not even close to that level.
What do you think that's like the most like power move you ever made as a movie mogul?
As a movie mogul.
Yeah. Like the most coercive thing you ever did, like to get someone to do what you wanted them to do.
You know, Bryn worked on the set with Human. Did you
see him?
Yeah.
Abuse of power and you know?
Yeah, he made me go into his hotel rooms a couple times. And
oh,
very
God. Oh, my goodness. Are we getting a confession right now?
Yes. Don't tell him.
Yeah. You'll never work in one of Human's movies again.
I don't want to ruin my IMDb.
Mm. Yeah. I paid you off. I gave you that settlement.
You're not allowed to tell anything.
Yeah.
650 says, Sonoma Raceway has opened its campground for free. They are providing bathrooms and showers. I don't know if that's true. We'll need to verify that. But that could be a resource for some of you out
That's
there
great.
Who may be in the area.
They were talking about, when you say the Sonoma Raceway, were we talking about Infineon or whatever? Or is this a different place?
Yeah, that's Sonoma Raceway.
Okay.
It's not Well, I guess they lost the sponsorship.
Yeah, I don't know still, what they're called now. Sears Point, right?
I think it's just Sonoma Raceway at this point.
Because they had done a huge controlled burn earlier this year. And so they are, there's blackened hills around them. And we were talking about that yesterday, how they're probably going to be fine because they did all this burning earlier. So
a brief fire that happened there.
Oh, really?
Monday. Oh. Okay, I'm losing track of my days.
I know.
925 says, I did a medical relief at the Napa fires a couple years ago. The fairgrounds quickly turned into a dump from all the well-intended donations. What the Red Cross really needs is cash donations, and they'll purchase specifically what they need rather than getting piles of random stuff.
But they have to sort through.
No,
right.
I do think that they probably need stuff immediately, but that I also think if you go up there with this great intention and a big pile of stuff, and you don't want to go home with it,
right?
You might find yourself
leaving it,
unloading stuff in a spot where you've just left garbage.
Yeah.
So we are going to very carefully go up. You're going up today.
Right.
Yuzette will go up and have a look around and see what the best move is.
Right.
And maybe connect with someone who we can sort of direct you to.
And we are working on some cash.
Right.
Here at the station.
We are.
And someone else asked about toys. Darn it. There are a lot of kids that have been displaced, and they could use toys, too. So that's another thing we're thinking
about.
We
actually bought a bunch of kids' toys yesterday as well.
Oh.
Coloring books and crayons and
that's a
pencils,
good...
but also some kids' toys. You know, what we could.
Right. That's great that you put this together, Yuzette.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
More Harvey Weinstein,
all
of
right.
course. But also the Hot 100 and more after the
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.